WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Early voting is underway in many states and records are being set.
I'm just so excited about this election, and I wanted to be certain that I got in early.
In the Middle East, Secretary of State Blinken is holding talks on resuming the ceasefire negotiations. An Israeli strike, meanwhile, has leveled a building near Beirut. The BBC's Amir Nader.
Local residents from the neighborhood have also been using their bare hands to sort of help out as much as they can to search for any survivors who might still be under the rubble, so the number of casualties is expected to rise still.
The former chief executive of Abercrombie & Fitch has been charged with sex trafficking male models. Prosecutor Breon Peace.
To anyone who thinks they can exploit and coerce others by using the so-called casting couch system, this case should serve as a warning.
Ike Jeffries is charged along with two others. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
5:40 a.m. WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is making her pitch to Wisconsin conservatives and independents with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at a campaign event last night in Brookfield.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down is just wrongheaded.
Both of them say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. The Wisconsin Army National Guard met its annual recruiting target this year. That's the first time in 7 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An over $100 million proposal to renovate and expand Milwaukee's Mitchell Park Domes is gaining traction. The project is proposed by the Friends of the Domes. It aims to address decades of a lack of maintenance and to add new educational facilities. If approved, the plan would require $30 million in county funding over 6 years, with the remainder coming from private donations and grants. Early voting in Milwaukee can happen at several places. Today marks the start of early in-person voting in the state, with 10 voting centers spread across Milwaukee. The locations include public libraries and community centers. Each location has different hours to accommodate different schedules. People in Milwaukee also have the option to use any of the 14 ballot drop boxes installed throughout the city. There's more about the process at myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers review Sunday's game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed the game tape of Sunday's win over the Texans. Head coach Matt LaFleur says they should have scored more earlier than depend on a last-second field goal.
It was unfortunate that we had to be in that situation. Yeah, I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or miss-ops to kind of put yourself in that position.
The Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. The NBA season gets underway tonight in Boston. The defending champion Celtics host the Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philly to play the 76ers tomorrow night. What's the vibe like in the Bucks locker room? Bobby Portis.
I've been talking about the vibe of our team. We have a hell of a vibe in our locker room, and it's fun to come. Hate to say work, but it is work, right? We get paid to do this, so it's been fun to come to work every day and compete with the guys, man. It's fun.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Still comfortably warm today under partly sunny skies. We'll reach highs of 70 degrees. With more and more clouds building in this afternoon, we do have a shot of spotty showers or sprinkles. And after a cold front passes tonight, it'll switch our winds to out of the north, keeping our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
in a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be here to talk early voting. Our number two, public service announcement, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, October 22nd, a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along for hour number two of the broadcast. Many thanks to Luke Mathers, Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, for being here on a Tuesday with his usual Tuesday tangent segment. Glad to have him along. Coming up later this hour, going to be covering former President Barack Obama's speech rally here in Madison, Wisconsin, along with the current governor of Minnesota, Mr. Tim Walz, who is, of course, the Democratic vice presidential nomination. Walz and Obama are in Madison at the Dane County Coliseum, or will be soon. Reports that they are now in Madison. As I said, I'll be covering that here a little bit later this hour. But right now, Civic Media's own news director, Mr. Terry Bell, is standing by at the Dane County Coliseum on location. He joins us via cell phone now. Terry, thanks for being there. What's the environment like this afternoon?
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, it's a pretty upbeat atmosphere, as you might imagine. It's a pretty decent turnout, I would say, for the middle of the day on a weekday, on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The official capacity here at the Coliseum is 10,000. I'd say the room is about anywhere from two-thirds to three-quarters full. And a lot of anticipation for former President Barack Obama, who remains probably the Democrats' the highest profile and most popular surrogate in this campaign. He and his wife brought the house down at the DNC in Chicago back in August, and wouldn't be surprised if he gets a similar reception here.
Yeah, no, he's a very popular figure, I think, in the Midwest, just because, you know, having been a former state senator or a part of then a U.S. senator from Illinois before being elected president of the United States. I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, Terry, I think last time he was here campaigning and they did a rally down on campus at Library Mall. Curious that they chose, for whatever reason, to go back to the Alliant Energy Center, the same place that Vice President Harris was a few weeks ago when she was in town.
Well, it's a big room. It's I think indoor events are easier to secure. This is one of the biggest venues in the Madison area, and you never can account for the weather. Right. You hold an outdoor rally, and you run the risk of inclement weather. So if you have it inside, you're more in control of the situation.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You've been a lot of these things, not just this election cycle, but in former campaigns as well. You get a sense, again, just of people in the room? I saw a couple of photos from in the room where people seem to have made handmade signs talking about voting early. Of course, today is the first day when Wisconsinites can vote in person early. Certainly, that has to be one of the main reasons of the timing of today's event.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think to be here in the middle of the day on a Tuesday means that the people in this room are very engaged. So obviously they are happy to be here. It seems as though a lot of organization has also gone in today. They've gone out and brought in a lot of folks from various Democratic constituencies to be a part of this crowd. So that's what I imagine, you know, this is going to be like. And I imagine that, you know, the doors open at 10 o'clock this morning. So people have had a while to settle in. And I think with the loud music that you might be hearing behind me, that's also designed to keep the energy level high. And I think people will be very, very happy once the governor and the former president take the stage.
Sounds great, Terry. We appreciate you being there. We'll check in a little bit later. I know we plan on carrying this if it starts. We never know exactly about the timing of these things for various assorted and sundry reasons. Sometimes they go off on schedule, sometimes not so much. But whether my understanding is whether it happens during our show or Maggie Dawn's show, we will cover at least parts of this, and you will be there to continue along with Catherine Lake to keep us updated. We appreciate that, Terry.
Sounds good. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you. Our very own news director, Terry Bell, on location at the Dane County Coliseum, where former President Barack Obama is set to speak, along with Governor Tim Walz, the vice presidential Democratic nominee on the Harris-Walz ticket. So beautiful day. A little bit overcast, but now the sun's coming out here a little bit in Madison. So should be a great event, and we'll have more with Terry and Catherine Lake a little bit later on in this hour. I want to go back to a couple of these clips that we've been playing here to kind of give you a sense of what's going on. And I want to talk about the things that Trump is using again as a kind of smokescreen. And then what we really probably should be talking about. But there's some entertainment. There's just some pure entertainment value in this as well. So because Zomers, you know, I think it was an interview last night or yesterday, the day before. And it was, they bring up again, Springfield, Ohio, this whole lie about cats and dogs and immigrants eating cats and dogs, which was proven untrue. And this reporter tries to get Trump to admit that it's untrue. Of course, he never would. And he goes off, it's Tuesday, it's tangents on another tangent.
Those things. Your famous line about Springfield, Ohio, and I take your point that 15 to 20,000 legal Haitian immigrants settling in that area causes a lot of friction. But when you said, and you know it's gone viral, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, you say you're just reporting what had been said. But why not say now, well, look, that turned out not to be true.
I don't know. Here's if it's not true. I don't know if it's true or not true. I read
eating
something.
Eating the pets, you don't know if it's true or not true? No. It's been debunked by the officials.
What about the goose, the geese? What about the geese? What happened there? They're all missing.
Two geese.
Howie, I have no idea. I said something.
What about the goose or the geese?
Yeah, we found out about that, too. It was one white guy.
Right, to kill you one goose. And do you see the pattern here, folks? I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not. A lot of people are saying it. The TV said it. A lot of people could be saying it. They know that it's not true. J.D. Vance, his own running mate, admitted on the record in an interview he knew it wasn't true and said they will continue to, quote, keep making stuff up, unquote, in order to prove their point. Meanwhile, to use a Colbert phrase, Haitian kids or kids that don't have white pigmentation to their skin are being harassed and bullied to the point they have to stay home because they feel threatened in Springfield, Ohio. But to Trump, it's just all one big joke. Meanwhile, to keep it going, Donald Trump says yesterday, the day before in this interview, confirms that he does not necessarily feel that North Korea, China, or Russia are our enemies. Mr. Zomers, if you'd be so kind.
The outside people, the so-called enemies, if they're enemies, and they might not be enemies, if you have a smart president, they can be handled. But when you have people investigating my campaign, when you have people, you know, they spied on my campaign, Howie, you understand that. That's been proven. But They spy on your campaign. The Russia hoax was all made up, and now it's acknowledged that it was made up. All of these different things. You have the 51 different agents saying it was from Russia, and now they all say it wasn't from Russia. Okay, mm-hmm. So we were lying. Many other things. Many. I could
know.
Don't have enough time. But what they've done is so terrible. Who's ever heard of anything like this? Adam Shifty Schiff.
All right, that's enough of that. I wanted to get the first part of that, where he said, quote, I don't know, they might not be enemies, referring to North Korea, China, or Russia. We know for a fact that they are our enemies in terms of politically, in terms of trying to infiltrate our internet, try to create disinformation, try to pit Americans against themselves. That's been proven by congressional bipartisan committees. We're really moving in now, 2 weeks out, folks, to the super silly season. To Gene's point earlier, getting flyers in the mail that are over the top. Any political flyer you get in the mail, toss it out. Period. I mean, I hate to say it, but radio ads, TV ads at this point, turn them off. You can't trust things from here on out. Not that you necessarily could in political advertising anyway. Here's an idea. Listen to your conscience. If you're someone who has voted Republican in the past, ask yourself, do I want to vote for a person who says that North Korea, China, and Russia might not be our enemies? Do you trust that person? Do you trust your local election official at your polling place? We've had J.B. Van Hollen, former Republican Attorney General of Wisconsin and former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes on this show a couple weeks ago, bipartisan appearance, part of a bipartisan group in Wisconsin, assuring Wisconsinites that your vote is free, safe, and fair. Wisconsin elections are accurate and well overseen. And you can trust voting in Wisconsin. Ask yourself, do you want to vote for the person who questions that? So stop looking at the ads in your mailbox. Stop listening to the ads on the radio and the TV and start listening to your conscience. I trust you. I trust your conscience. Trygve Olson said this a year ago on this program. He said, you know, Todd, if Wisconsin ends up being the deciding state of who is our next president of the United States, as it probably will, I'm really happy that that decision is going to get made by our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin because I trust them. I do as well. Do we have time for the Harris clip on feeling stressed, Mr. Sommers? You want to do that? We come back. All right, we'll do that. We come back. Vice President Harris, I think she's talking about all of us, right? Feeling a little stressed. Going to hear from her. Standing by right now, our great crew at the Dane County Coliseum here in Madison. Going to take some of Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama's comments as they're rallying people here in Wisconsin. I get it, folks. We're getting frazzled. We're getting stressed. Hang in there. As Tim Walz says, we can do anything for 14 days. You can vote early starting today. Don't go anywhere. More on the other side. Just the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are awaiting live coverage of the Walls Obama event. That's Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, the Democratic vice presidential candidate, and former Democratic President Barack Obama in Madison, a couple of miles away from where we are at. Our very own Terry Bell and Catherine Link are standing by. We're monitoring that. We'll bring it to you when it happens. Right now, back to the phone lines. Ron, listening to us in Milwaukee via WAUK. Ron, thanks for listening. What do you got?
Yeah, good afternoon. Circling back a little bit, a couple of things about McDonald Trump. First of all, he wasn't serving up French fries. He was serving up, if you go back to the Tea Party days, freedom fries. So I hope everybody gets that part correct.
Right.
And then the other thing was, he and his handlers were complaining about how there's no evidence that she ever worked at McDonald's. Well, we now have total evidence that he never worked at McDonald's since the whole thing was a setup for him.
Right.
I got to say on the issue of people just getting into exhaustion, I think that happens every election. Maybe this one is happening sooner. I know it has for me, and I'm really into this stuff.
Right.
It's very hard to watch those commercials. But I saw a woman in a focus group on, like, PBS the other day. Very, you know, she was college educated. I forget where she was from, East Coast somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very knowledgeable. And she said, you know, I work real hard, and then I come home, and I hear all these ads on radio and TV, and I just don't know what to think about them because it's one, they're saying one thing on one side and then the other side refutes it or attacks with another similar point, and it's back and forth, and it seems pretty even to me. So I don't know what to vote for. And the answer is, well, as you said, ignore the commercials. You know,
right.
I mean, just why don't you just take a few minutes and look up their records and their position papers and then let it be, you know, let your conscience be your guide at that point.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree, Ron. Thanks so much. Great call. 855-752-4842. That's right. At this point, trust your gut. Trust your conscience about what you already know. We're not going to learn anything dramatically new about Trump or Harris between now and Election Day. Starting today, now in Wisconsin, people can early vote in person. Go with your gut. Trust yourself. You know what makes Wisconsin great? It's helping our friends and neighbors. It's going together to a Packer game or a Badger game.
or if you're in Milwaukee, maybe even a Marquette game. Just don't wear a UW Motion sweatshirt to a Marquette game. Let's go into a Brewers game. It's going to help out a local fundraiser for your local fire department, EMS crew. Which candidate is talking about bringing us together? Which candidate has former Republicans endorsing her from the other party? And which candidate talks about nonsense and divides us? Ask yourself which candidate you would want at your Thanksgiving dinner table next month. Awaiting the vice, or pardon me, well, awaiting former President Obama and vice presidential candidate Walz at Dane County. I want to play you at least part of this because I thought this was really good. Again, which candidate gets us? Which candidate gets you? Which candidate's empathetic and says, I get this. This is crazy. Here's Vice President Harris on the trail.
I can just speak to the what people are feeling. We cannot despair. We cannot despair. You know, the nature of a democracy is such that I think there's a duality. On the one hand, there's an incredible strength when our democracy is intact, an incredible strength in what it does to protect the freedoms and rights of its people. Oh, there's great strength in that. And it is very fragile. It is only as strong as our willingness to fight for it. And so that's the moment we're in. And I say do not despair, because in a democracy, as long as we can keep it in our democracy, the people, every individual has the power to make a decision about what this will be. And so let's not feel powerless. Let's not let the overwhelming nature of this all make us feel powerless, because then we have been defeated. And that's not our character as the American people. We are not one to be defeated. We rise to a moment and we stand on broad shoulders of people who have fought this fight before for our country. And in many ways, let us look at the challenge then that we are being presented and not be overwhelmed by it. The baton is now in our hands to fight for, not against, but for this country we love. That's what we have the power to do. So let's own that. Dare I say, be joyful in what we will do in the process of owning that, which is knowing that we can and will build community and coalitions and remind people that we're all in this together. Let's not let the overwhelming nature of this strip us of our strength. That's how I feel about this.
Ask yourself, is that the person I'd want at my Thanksgiving dinner table? Is that the person I'd want being a mentor to my kids? Is that the person that gives me hope for the future to take Wisconsin forward? And if so, trust your gut and vote for Harris now in early voting or on election day on November 5th. It's that simple. Mr. Thomas, we got 1 minute. Whistler, can you get it? Well, you got 1 minute, Whistler. I'm sorry, you're up against the clock. You got 1 minute, Whistler, less than that. Go. The Richland Center.
Hey, happy belated birthday, Todd.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Happy being a Libra. Mine's the 11th of this month. I got to come back to that guy last night that said after listening to your show, he was definitely voting Republican for Trump. I don't understand how he comes to that conclusion. It's beyond my mind.
Well, so, I appreciate
that's
it.
That's what I had to say.
Well, I appreciate it, Whistler. Thank you so much. My guess is that Brian Shimmy put a couple of shekels in his pocket to call and harass him, but that's okay. I know where to find the Shim Sham down on the docks of the Edgewater Hotel drinking a Diet Coke. We'll have the comments from Barack Obama and Tim Walz after this. Do not go anywhere right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic candidate for Vice President Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with the help of former President Barack Obama. The two campaign in Madison this afternoon before Walz heads to Racine tonight. Most polls show Kamala Harris and Donald Trump neck and neck in key states with 2 weeks to go until Election Day. In Wisconsin, Harris leads Trump by 2 points. Schools and communities are doing more to reduce bullying, but some kids get left behind. Child psychologist Shelley Heimel says even in schools that are doing better, some kids have it even worse.
When you end up being the last kid, the one kid who is still being bullied, it takes a toll on your self-esteem.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has a bullying prevention resources website. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Early voting is the reason for the Racine rally with Walz today. The vice presidential candidate and Minnesota governor is first in Madison with former President Barack Obama. Then he'll come to Racine for an event tonight at Memorial Hall. Before the Dairy State, it was The Daily Show, with Walz asked last night by Jon Stewart about his highest achievement as governor.
Free breakfast and lunch for kids. Couple that with, you know, early childhood, couple that with paid family medical leave, whatever. And the philosophy we have, and this is what I know Kamala agrees in, you're either going to buy school buses and school meals or prison buses and prison meals. It makes more sense to vote on the front end.
There will be traffic impacts around Memorial Hall. There's a big tax vote tonight. The Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposal to introduce a 0.5% sales tax. The proposed Waukesha County tax aims to address a $5 million budget deficit. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do you wash the bad taste out of your mouth called Joker Folie au Deux? You release a new single. That is, if you're Lady Gaga. Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first single off her 7th studio album. Gaga surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of the release of the Joker sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and upward. Rick and Morty fans will rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12, which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic-Con by the show's executive producers Dan Harmon and Scott Martyr. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Still comfortably warm today under partly sunny skies, we'll reach highs of 70 degrees. With more and more clouds building in this afternoon, we do have a shot of spotty showers or sprinkles. And after a cold front passes tonight, it'll switch our winds to out of the north, keeping our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth. truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. We are awaiting the speech from the Dane County Coliseum by former President Barack Obama and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democratic nominee for Vice President of the United States. Zommers, as he always is, on top of it, looking at the video feed here, have it all set up. So as soon as one of those two gentlemen comes to the podium, we will bring it to you live. Our very own Terry Bell, news director, and Civic Media's Catherine Lake also on site updating this here. Catherine Lake posting some great inside the arena photos to our website. You can find it at civicmedia.us. Also can find us, of course, on Civic Media on Twitter, which used to be Twitter, Facebook page as well, and YouTube. You can subscribe there to all the Civic Media channels. Right now, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway speaking, getting people riled up, ready to go, as Barack Obama might say. Maybe he will say it here in a little bit. I really thought that clip we played before the break of Vice President Harris from this week talking about, hey, look, I know this is anxious times. I know there's a lot of anxiety out there. But this is precisely the time we cannot give up. Precisely the time that we cannot be discouraged, but rather we have to be encouraged and to encourage each other. And again, we're getting all this literally junk in our mail. Junk ads on radio and TV. And it's all meant for various reasons, to excite us or to suppress us, to get us nervous, to upset us, to play at our emotions. Or part of the reason that part of these ads get run, is to just have us, like Vice President Harris said, to just despair, my vote's not going to matter. I'm just going to stay home, put an Afghan over my head and curl up on the couch and pretend it'll all go away. It's exactly what some people out there want us to do. And that's exactly what we cannot do. We are 14 days away from an election which will determine perhaps our destiny as a country. I'm excited. I'm excited that Wisconsin's in the mix, that Barack Obama and Tim Walz are here. And I'm excited that today is the first day of early voting in the state of Wisconsin. You can go to your polling place. As Luke said, have a plan to be a voter. Vote early. Vote for democracy. Vote for the candidate. Trust your gut and your soul and your heart. You know which one of these people, between Trump and Harris, you know which one really cares about us as a country. You know which one you'd leave your kid with as a babysitter. If you wouldn't leave your kid with them as a babysitter, why on earth would you give them the nuclear codes? And I get it if you've never voted for a Democrat before. As Liz Cheney has said, a country can survive 4 years of someone we don't disagree, don't always agree with policy-wise. It cannot survive 4 years with someone who attacks the very Constitution upon which our country was founded. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, awaiting Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama at the dais. Great visuals right here, courtesy of Channel 3000. Going to take you there as soon as we get someone at the dais here.
And looks like Mark Pocan is walking up.
Yep. Our congressperson here from Madison, Mark Pocan. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Wisco Paul, thanks for being with us on a Tuesday, Wisco. What have you got for us?
Hey, Todd, I just want to say what I did yesterday. I love your show. I love the Civic group because they carry stuff like Obama at the Coliseum today, and otherwise wouldn't be able to get coverage like this. So I'm going to make this short. Thanks for doing what you do, Todd, and have a great day.
Hey, you're amazing, Wisco. Always appreciate you calling in. Thanks for being with us. Look, it's a pleasure. It's an honor to come here every day and have the privilege to stand behind this microphone and do something I love. And they're crazy enough to pay me for it. That's the crazy part. It's a blessing. It's fantastic. And we appreciate having great callers, great listeners like Wisco and all of you out there. It's so important that we hear these things when candidates come here. Maybe while we're waiting for Obama. Have you got that clip from Obama in Arizona on Friday? You're going to hear him in a minute, but I just think this is so good. Obama was down, former President Obama in Arizona over the weekend, campaigning down there. And again, it speaks to the heart and soul of the differences in this race. Here's Obama in Arizona over the weekend.
Donald Trump wants us to think that this country is hopelessly divided between us and them, between the, quote, real Americans, which, by which he means his supporters, and the outsiders who don't support him. Because having people divided and angry and aggrieved and resentful, he figures that boosts his chances to get elected. Now, so those are his intentions. I do have to point out that along with his intentions, there is also a question of his competence. Have you seen him lately? I mean, he is out there, he's given two and a half hour speeches, just word salads. You have no idea what he's talking about. He's talking about Hannibal Lecter, he's talking about this, he's talking about that. He held a town hall meeting where let me explain, because I've done a lot of town hall meetings. The point of a town hall meeting is to take questions. He just decided, you know what, I'm going to stop taking questions. And then he's swaying to Ave Maria and YMCA for about half an hour. Folks are standing there not sure what's happening. Can you imagine if I did that? Can you imagine if Ruben did that right in the middle? Now, our playlist would probably be better. He called himself the father of IVF. I do not know what that means. You do not either. He said January 6th was a day of love. Do not boo. Vote. It made January 6th sound like it was Woodstock. You would be worried if your grandpa was acting like this. No, I'm not joking. You would, right? You'd call up your cousins and you say, "Have you noticed?" So imagine it coming from a guy who wants to be given unchecked power. Tucson, we do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails. We have had enough of arrogance and bumbling and bluster and division. America's ready to turn the page. We're ready for a better story. We are ready for a president, Kamala Harris.
That was former President Obama in Arizona over the weekend. Can't wait to hear what he's going to say here in a few minutes in Madison, Wisconsin, awaiting him to get to the dais right now. Current Congressman Mark Pocan represents the 2nd Congressional District here in South Central Wisconsin at the dais right now. Mr. Somers, let's just dip in for a second, see what Congressman Pocan is talking about right now in Madison.
And not president. So,
So are we going to vote early, Dane County? Are we going to knock on doors and make phone calls and get our friends out to vote by November 5th? Are we going to make Kamala Harris and Tim Walz our next president and vice president and re-elect Tammy Baldwin? You bet, Dane County. One last thing before I go. What does Donald Trump and a carved pumpkin have in common? They're both orange on the outside, hollow on the inside, and should probably be tossed out by early November. Let's make it happen, Dane County!
That was amazing.
I'm not sure. Mark's a pretty good writer. I'm not sure if he did that or in staff. That was a great line. That was a great finish.
Yeah, whoever wrote it, that was great.
Yeah, that was very good. Congressman Mark Pocan at the Dane County Coliseum as we await former President Barack Obama and also Governor Tim Walz. It looks like Brad Whitford, former TV actor from the old West Wing show. Making his way to the dance?
That's got to be him.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll take a little bit of this.
What's up, Man City?
He's clearly energized, wearing the black-rimmed glasses, leather jacket. Here we go.
I'm so happy to be back in my hometown. And I am thrilled to welcome Coach Walz and, what's his name? President Obama. To this city that I love so much. And by the way, yes, of course, absolutely. I would have voted for Obama for a third time. There's no question about it. Wow. So here we are. What a moment. As Josh Lyman would say, what in God's name is happening right now? It turns out that the fakest thing about West Wing was not the veneers on my teeth. It was the fact that we had rational Republicans. Can you imagine if I walked into the writer's room and pitched a character? Like Donald Trump, like, okay, guys, how about this? Guy we're running against, he's a 34-count convicted felon and adjudicated rapist who found some way to declare bankruptcy six times after his daddy gave him almost $500 million. He couldn't even run a casino. He brags about sexual assault. He mocks the disabled. He's a draft dodger who wraps himself in the flag. And desecrates the service of our veterans who gave their lives for our country, calling them suckers and losers. A serial philanderer who claims to represent Christian values while spewing hatred and division. And spends a life violating all Ten Commandments like he's playing some sort of twisted bingo game with the devil. A malignant narcissist with a pathological need to tell.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we have a little business. We got a business. Got a little business we got to do here. A quick commercial break. And we'll keep an eye. If either Walz or Obama come to the dais, we'll pause that and then have it in its entirety when we come back out of the commercial break. Also, a quick plug here while Mr. Whitford is finishing up. You can listen to our great coverage tonight from 6 until 7 on Making Your Vote Count 2024. Maggie Dawn and political editor Dan Schaefer, 6 until 7 tonight. We'll be back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network with Tim Walz and Barack Obama.
We'll be right back. your new choice. Real News. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What yes, happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Tune in for a Civic Media special broadcast, Making Your Vote Count 2024.
Our founders placed us, American citizens, at the heart of our democracy.
Tune in for this Civic Media special Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Tuesday, October 22nd, 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. The top of the hour news, weather, and sports, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4 with Maggie Dawn. And then it's the Dom Salvia Show from 4 until 6, followed by Nightlight with our very own Pete Schwabba. I'm going to be on the show tomorrow night, Mr. Zomers. How about that? Cannot wait with Pete and Conrad, and it will be spectacular. So not tonight, but tomorrow night, I'm going to be on the show. So
gotcha. I was going to say, tonight, that'd be interesting. Yeah. There's a lot going on tonight. But
there probably will be tomorrow, but always a pleasure to join Pete and Conrad on Nightlight from 6 until 8. Then Rick Smith and Native Roots Radio. So all that coming up a little bit later. We're monitoring live here the rally in Madison, Wisconsin, the Dane County Coliseum. Tim Walz, vice presidential candidate, will be coming to the dais any second. Right now, Bradley Whitford, actor from, of course, best known from the West Wing as Josh Lyman, is, and Madison, Wisconsin is his hometown. So he's here to talk about that as a native Madisonian and kind of ginning up the crowd, as these things do. Our very own Terry Bell, news director, is standing by, as well as Civic Media's Catherine Lake, to bring us on-the-ground coverage. I think at least one of those folks will probably be joining Maggie in hour number two to kind of recap and talk about that. So all that's going to be a big afternoon here at Civic Media. We encourage that. And don't forget, tonight from 6 until 7, Maggie will be hosting, along with political editor Dan Schaefer, a Making Your Vote Count 2024 Be a Voter special. All going to run this down. Of course, Maggie, an attorney, and nobody knows Wisconsin legislative races better than Dan Schaefer. They make a great pair. They're going to be on the air tonight from 6 until 7. We'll tell you exactly how to vote, what to know about voting. We're going to have a little interview with Ari Berman as well. Be sure to tune in 6 to 7 tonight. I guess that will be in lieu in some markets, I guess, of Nightlight. Maybe not all, so. But in some. Be aware of that. And of course, you can always go to civicmedia.us in terms of your voter guide. We have everything there, a great voter guide, civicmedia.us. Make sure it's US at the end and not .com. Bradley Whitford really enjoyed himself at the lectern.
Getting very animated.
Getting very animated. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I've been known to get a little animated myself. Again, birthday wishes to our friend Rob Wheat. Wheaty. Celebrating today. Having a great time down there in beautiful Monroe, hopefully. And then tomorrow on the show, we'll have Pat Kreitlow. We're going to have Trigvi Olsen on from the Lincoln Project as well. So big show tomorrow. Hopefully you can join us then as we prepare for our statewide tour next week. Hopefully we'll have everything in place and we can announce this tomorrow. It's been a bit challenging, but it'll all come together. I'm completely confident of that. Completely confident. So I'm just kind of vamping, if you can't tell, because, you know, I like to get to the main event here, the meat and potatoes, if you will, of this thing.
And I don't think we should go back to Bradley Whitford because he's begun using four-letter words.
Oh, really? Well, it's a good thing we didn't take that live. Mr. Zomers would have had to hit the dump button a couple of times.
I think it was just once, but we'll just let him keep going.
You know, live radio, folks, the magic of live radio and live television. You never know what people are going to say. Which, of course, makes it kind of fun, but we don't want any trouble with the FCC. As Letterman once said, I wouldn't give my troubles to a monkey on a rock. It's one of my favorite Letterman sayings. I wouldn't give his trouble to a monkey on a rock.
I don't.
Because a monkey is all alone. He's got enough troubles. He doesn't need any more. You know, what's more solitary than a monkey on a rock?
Yeah, fair enough.
I guess. I don't know if that's the exact connotation, but we're awaiting Vice President, so candidate Tim Walz or President Obama. I'm not sure which is going to come. I wouldn't want to follow President Obama.
I wouldn't either.
No. I mean, Tim Walz is very good. Don't get me wrong.
But Obama's one of the best speakers.
In American history, period.
Right, yeah.
Just period. So here's the important stuff. Remember, early voting starts today. You can be a voter, as Luke Mathers is fond of saying. I'm going to be an early voter this year simply because I don't know what my schedule is going to be. I'm one of these people that normally likes to vote on Election Day proper. But because of my duties here at Civic Media this year on Election Day, and also we're going to be on this tour next week, assuming we get a bus. We're going to get a bus. It'll be fine. And so I'll be on the road, so I want to make sure I vote early. Recommend that you all have a plan to vote, if not on Election Day, to vote early. And it starts here in Wisconsin today, early voting. So looking forward to that. Also, we didn't get to it. I've been trying to get to this all week, by the way, Zomers. I'm going to try to get to it soon. It didn't get a lot of coverage last week on Friday, but longtime Wisconsin native Tony Bennett, not the great late singer, but the basketball coach Tony Bennett, resigned out of the blue, retired on Friday at Virginia. And he talked really eloquently about why and this change to name, like image and likeness. And I think it's a great story about being authentic. And if you can't be authentic, then why do it? So we'll try tomorrow in the second hour to get to a little bit of Tony Bennett's comments from last Friday, because he's a Wisconsin guy, Wisconsin native. A lot of people knew him and his father, of course, Dick Bennett, who helped get the Wisconsin program into notoriety, took him to the Final Four in 2000 before retiring the next year. And then after interim coach, it was the Bo Ryan Show for 16 years. So maybe a little bit of that later. Stay tuned. Bradley Whitford, I mean, he is just, as my former boss likes to say, who put a nickel in him today? Bradley Whitford is going at it. Hopefully, by the time we come back in this after the break here, he will be done, and Walz and Obama will be with you as well as our very own Maggie Dawn. Great show today. Thanks to Luke Mathers. Thanks to Zomers. Thanks to all of you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday in our homeroom segment, the campaign is building to have voters say yes to school referendums and no to the legislators who got us in this mess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Today's WAUK Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Restaurante Casa Noble in Waukesha. Their family is dedicated to bringing you the finest Mexican cuisine. Savor mouthwatering tacos, crispy tostadas, savory enchiladas, and indulgent chimichangas. Join the fiesta today at Restaurante Casa Noble. Go to WAUKradio.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WAUK Big Deals.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.